And we're looking into the future, hopefully a long way into the future for most of us, because we're preparing digital life for, you know, life after death.
Exactly right. We don't all live forever. Some of us might try to, but it's not going to happen. I've got to say that. I actually deal with this with a lot of people all the time, so I thought I'd bring it up again. If somebody passes away, what do they do with everything they've got online as well? One of the main things is a lot of times you can't get into mobile phones, you can't get into computers and things, and you've got to get somebody around to do it. Mobile phones, you really, if you don't know the passcode to get in, you're basically stuffed, Lee.
Yep.
So things like create a password manager emergency kit as well. So password managers house the keys to all your digital accounts, including your bank numbers, your credit card numbers, other important information you might like to leave behind, like how to get into your mobile phone. One password, for example, will let you create that emergency kit when you sign up, includes all the information someone would need to log into your account. You can print it out or download a copy to a USB drive, place it somewhere safe where your loved ones can access it in the event of your death. Keeper and Dashlane do very similar things as well. It's a really good idea to think about this. I get calls every Christmas time from people who've passed away, and this is the sort of thing that we have to deal with. Other things you can do, add a Facebook legacy contact as well, so if something happens to you, somebody go along and do something about your account. And if you're on Google, there's a thing called Google's Inactive Account Manager that will turn over your account after a specified period of time if you've never bothered to log back into it. So what happens is it goes along and says, is Richard still alive? They send it off to, let's say, four or five people. And if it comes back, say, he's fine, nothing happens. But if somebody comes back and says, no, Richard has actually passed away, then that will be enacted as well. Finally, you just might want to create an online will.
That is a great idea because we tend to sort of overlook those steps, don't we? We don't tend to sort of think about them. Put them on the back burner, as you said. Even a lot of people probably haven't had their will drawn up as yet.
So do something about your online world, people.
Good idea. What about new phone tracking technology locates 000 callers? More about that.
So look, this is really good. It's a thing being introduced now called advanced mobile location technology. It became available, but the Emergency Services and Telecommunication Authority actually turned it on May the 12th. So when you ring 000, sometimes they might not know exactly where you are. Now they do. If you ring from a mobile phone, 95% of them are compatible. It's accurate to within 5 to 50 metres. So this could be able to save lives when callers cannot describe their exact location, such as you're on unfamiliar roads, remote farms, or in situations where a child is making a call. Also, it's really good for those people that make fake 000 calls because the police will come knocking on your door now.
Yeah, that's very important too in the case of an emergency. Good. Now, Facebook are looking to take action, aren't they, against users repeatedly sharing misinformation.
It's a really good thing to see this. They're going to start, if you go along and put absolute crap on Facebook, still happens, though, Lee, I've got to say. It will reduce your distribution of all posts in a news feed if you frequently share contact that's been flagged as false, which is on there as well. We're still seeing stuff about COVID being false put on social media. Really good idea to do this. It will also add launch ways to inform people that are interacting with that contact, saying, you know, well done and all that. And it'll be rated by fact checkers as well. So we know that false claims and conspiracies proliferate on social media platforms out there as well. So Facebook doing a really good job, including taking down 1.3 billion fake accounts between October and December last year.
Wow, 1.3 billion fake accounts. Wow, that's it's a huge amount, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, amazing number.